KTCK Dallas-Fort Worth, KTBK Sherman-Denison, KTDK Sanger. While you're cooking out, see which ticket employees are making out at the Ticket Family Barbecue this Monday. Brought to you by Red Stripe, North Main Barbecue, and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Tomorrow we're going to be at the Autograph, Inc. Collector's Show. That will be at the Arlington Convention Center. We're going to be out there with a couple of very foxy ticket chicks. You will have the opportunity to register to win ticket t-shirts, Rough Riders tickets, and tickets to see the Mavericks Summer League team take on the Chinese national team this weekend. Many sports luminaries, along with many memorabilia dealers, will be out there. Luminaries such as former Oklahoma star Billy Sims.
Out of way, Mike.
Former Ranger greats Gaylord Perry, Ferguson Jenkins, and Frank Howard. And Dallas Texans Hall of Famer Lynn Dawson will all be on hand. Also, such great wrestling stars as the She-Devil, Terry Runnels, the Million Dollar Man, Ted DiBiase, and Tully Blanchard, to name a few. You can log on to WrestleCon.com for more information on this. Now, tomorrow, the show starts at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. We will be there with the presentation from 3 until 7, so come see us at the Arlington Convention Center tomorrow.
Gonna be fun.
Well, we're about to give way to round tables out here at Duke's for Girls Night Out.
Poop. It's when they rob us of our last hour, Rhines. They rob the hard line of our last hour.
The hard line.
And what we thought we would do is go over some of the unlikely pairings you're going to hear on these
round
tables.
Because I'm convinced that Kat does this on purpose. Aren't you?
I think it's Frito that does this.
I think they both get in there together, and they come up with as many crazy combinations as they can on these round tables.
Who does this, you or Frito? You?
Yeah, see?
Oh, you did this?
It's Kat. So we need to rate these and maybe even debate them.
All right, now you think that I'm getting screwed worse than anybody on
this. I think that you are so getting screwed because everybody's got to work too. Everybody has to appear. These are three-person roundtables. And I think without a doubt, you get screwed more than anybody.
Without because question. I'm going to be on with Junior and TV Tim. Is he even here?
I thought he quit like a year and a half ago.
You fired up about that one?
No, I can't say that I am. And then later on, I have to come back and work with Norm and Gordo.
Well, you got to be fired up about that one.
That'll be uncomfortable because Gordo hates Norm so much.
Exactly. So what you're gonna turn into a referee.
Have you noticed how every bit that Gordo's done the last month has been directed at Norm?
It's Norm bashing, yeah. Poor Norm.
It's all aimed at Norm.
And Norm just came back from surgery, Norm.
Right.
And here Gordo is just hammering him.
Yeah, I mean, the guy is just kind of getting back into the swing of things, and he has to put up with that.
He doesn't even have a spine, yet Gordo takes cheap shots at him. It's not fair. I'm telling you right now, it's not fair, and I'm not going to be a part of it anymore.
And not only do you have to work with those two and get in the middle of that, but that's the last one.
Yeah.
So you have to stick around for that, the last round table.
Well, we're all sticking around later than that anyway. I mean, it's not like a big deal sticking around.
Well, there's just something about that. And then, not only is it the last one, you're having to work with Norm and Gordo, but you got to mix with Big Dick.
Yeah, I kind of like this troika before that of George, Big Dick, and TV Tim.
I don't think George has ever met either one of them.
Boy, that sucked the life out of a cemetery.
Grego, you got lucky.
Oh, I've got a great one. I've somehow it worked out for me.
You have the first one with George and Gordo, and then you're on with me and Craig.
Right. I mean, you're talking about...
That could be the hottest round table ever.
Which one?
The one without me.
The one with you and Junior?
Yeah.
That'd be a good one.
Well, I just might conveniently disappear from mine.
No.
I'm kind of interested in one that you've got, though, Corby. From 6:50 to 7:05, you're going to be on with Norm and Big Dick.
How are you going to negotiate that?
Just pistol.
One wanted to talk horse racing, the other wanted to talk Sika.
I don't know.
Uh-oh.
I don't know. I don't think Norm won't refer to Big Dick as Big Dick.
Right.
He'll only call him Richard.
Right.
So that'll be my goal, is to get him to say that one time. Just say it.
I'm betting money there's no way that'll happen.
He'll call him Big Dick, won't he?
Never has. I don't even like to call him that. That makes me uncomfortable. But Norm?
That makes you uncomfortable?
Yes.
Norm. I don't think so.
It does. It absolutely does.
You?
Yes, me.
Oh, no, that's abrasive.
Who goes to such great lengths.
Right, every day.
Yourself as
yep.
Mr. Abrasive,
yep.
Mr. Over the Top.
Every
anything
day,
goes
man.
Wide open to anything. Will say anything.
Partying balls all day,
nothing's
man.
Too hardcore for you.
Woo! Making out with guys.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's making out
else,
with guys.
That's something else that's kind of...
Kissing a guy is real easy.
Going under the radar screen. You. Kissing Davey.
Charity.
You tonguing kissing Davey Lane.
Yeah. Charity. Hiding under the skirt of Charity.
Charity raised a lot of money for Special Olympics.
If I was Special Olympics, I would give that money back.
No.
That is tainted money they've taken.
We just fed 4 or 5 kids with that money.
If I were those kids,
yeah,
I'd give it back.
But you had to tongue Davey Lane to
we
get it.
We didn't tongue. It was,
I heard you did,
it was
Corby.
Closed mouth.
Corby, I heard tongue
although,
and ball.
Although Gordon wanted us, our lips to be stair-stepped, as he put it, to where the bottom lip of one would be kind of caressing the top lip of the other.
Did y'all do that?
Davey tried.
See, I guarantee you, Davey Lane has gay tendencies.
My mouth was like, my lips were inside my mouth, like that. Like an old man
I
with no
eat
teeth.
Boogers.
Oh, can you imagine kissing you after eating a pound of Malaysian boogers?
Probably wouldn't be good.
No.
Well, I can't wait to get the round tables up and running, so let's do it.
Let's go.
It's an extended 4th of July weekend, and we're broadcasting the Ticket Family Barbecue live this Monday.
Are you Greg?
No, I'm Gordo.
That one's Greg, right?
No, this is Grego, right here.
The guy with the sunglasses and the beard.
We'll talk some sports, but mainly we're goofing off with our families, just like you.
I have that CD.
Can you imagine Grego putting on an apron and rolling back?
Boy, he would have to kill somebody if they busted in on him when he was listening to that.
Reality Radio reaches new lows at the Ticket Family Barbecue. Brought to you by Red Stripe, North Main Barbecue, and Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket.
TheTicket.com.